Please like, clap.
Jeb Bush is the Frieza of the 2016 election.
Hey, welcome to Waifu Wars. I'm really over it. I'm really over this anime stuff. Like, at first I was like, oh, this is funny. Like, I'll explore this, like, subculture. These anime fans have real problems. Real problems. I've never... For some reason, an anime fan immediately starts telling you about the disgusting sexual cartoons they watch. The first thing that comes out of their mouth is like, I was watching this cartoon where, like, a god had 10 dicks, and 10 girls were sucking on God's dicks, and then the girls fought. And it's like, and they're like, isn't that hilarious? And it's like, no, it's not. There's something wrong with you if you like this. With us today are Sriracha.
I don't have 10 dicks.
Okay.
I only have 2.
How many? And Justin.
Hi, and first of all, if it wasn't God's dick, it was the devil's dick. And they weren't sucking on it. They were being penetrated by it until it, like, ripped through their bodies.
Oh, that makes much more sense.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's violence, too, so it's...
Yeah, see, here's the thing. I actually was trying to tell a more sanitized version of thing you immediately told me when you walked through the door. I was actually trying to help you.
Well,
but what he actually told me about was worse than what I said. Because the dicks are going through ladies.
What other type of porn are you into?
There were screener copies, too, and it told me to, like, not share it. So, like, I might have violated some law that I never really signed anyway, so... You're free to know about the devil dicks.
That's right. I didn't sign the shoplifting law. So joke's on you, Louis Vuitton.
What anime is that?
That's my favorite anime. That and Keeping Up with the Kardashians. My waifu is Kylie.
Kylie's the best Kardashian. Hey, Esther. Even though it's all, like, fake, it's, like, it's kind of like a middle ground between a 3D girl and a 2D girl, so, like,
her story arc, where she got powers and then she got lips. That was my favorite episode. She finally completed her wizard apprenticeship.
Who's your favorite Kardashian?
This is bad. You guys like something bad. And I just want you to admit it.
I don't like it. I'm aware of it.
I hate anime.
How much anime have you watched in your lifetime?
Too much to count. That's how I know I really hate it.
Okay. Do you own any merchandise about anime?
Do I?
No, Justin.
Oh, Justin.
About anime. See, like, I sold a lot of it on eBay, but I had, like, a lot of Helsing shirts. I had a lot of Dragon Ball shirts growing up. And then I have, like, a signed Puffy AmiYumi poster, too. But it's not like I'm into them to the fact where I want to get it signed. It's just that they gave it to me with a CD. So I was kind of like, all right, so now it's up in my room. And people criticize it every video.
Okay.
But it's there.
Said you don't like anime, but you
I was talking about the Kardashians. I thought we were still talking about the Kardashians. I love anime.
Yeah. Okay, good. You guys made me sick. I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
You both? No, you too.
No.
You got me into all this.
Is that true?
Yes, it is. Now I'm a subscriber to Crunchyroll and Crunchyroll VRV or something.
That's such shit that they make you pay for it twice.
I can't believe I'm paying for this once, and it's because we're in a goddamn relationship, and I'm like, well, my girlfriend needs this anime to live.
That's true. I would rather just not watch anime than watch it with the normies the week after it airs.
Yeah, exactly.
I need that sweet 1 hour after simulcast in Japan.
It is so...
I mean, I hate anime. I hate it. It's degenerate.
Crunchyroll used to be free, too. Used to be free. They got in shit for, like, being, like, a pirate site. And they're like, oh, I guess we're gonna charge you now.
What?
You missed the boat, Asterios.
Go on Kiss Anime, because Crunchyroll sucks. Donkey dick.
My guitar player put me on to Kiss Anime.
Why don't you guys... Why don't, instead of liking anime, why don't you try liking yourselves? Because clearly anime is... You're using anime as some sort of escape. It's an escape. Yes or no?
Hell yeah.
I mean, look at the world around you. Like, why wouldn't you want to escape?
Yeah. What about you, fucker? Your Star Wars bullshit. You can speak in Klingon, but it's weird when I want to watch booby cartoons.
There's no Klingon where, like, someone's...
I could see your commenters being so triggered by the fact that you, like, related Klingon to fucking Star Wars right now.
Oh, shit.
Your Star Wars shit where you're speaking in Klingon. Listen,
I never seen a Star Wars except for The Last Jedi, which was good. It was good. Oh. I liked it.
What name should I give for you? Justin? Just Justin?
Justin Wang. Give me my whole name. I don't know. Like, here, my channel is Wang, but then, like, I feel weird when people call me Wang.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not, like, my name in real life. I mean, it's my last name in real life, but nobody calls me by my last name.
Okay.
So
they call me Wang, Justin. like you're G.I. Joe?
wait, there's a G.I. Joe Wang?
No.
There's Quick Kick, but he's like, I'm sure he has a real name. I don't know if it's Wang.
I guess what I meant by that, and it didn't make sense, is G.I. Joe, they would call each other by their last name. They'd be like, get over here.
They had nicknames, though. No, like, they had, like, what you I had, like, Beachhead, Falcon,
mm-hmm.
Duke.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's nickname for me is Bitch.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Tell us more.
My mom calls me a bitch.
Why does your mom call you a bitch? That's terrible.
I don't take a bath. She calls me a bitch.
I feel really bad.
Wait, what?
Sriracha. You're making me laugh, but that's awful.
Wait, but like, she calls you a bitch because you don't bathe? Like,
no, when I don't take a bath, she's like, you bitch, you need to take a bath.
Your mom
and you don't bathe
this.
Enough that, like, that became the thing that, like, she calls me bitch.
I mean, she calls me a bitch other times, too.
Oh, okay. What does she call your brother?
This is going to be the serious episode of Waifu Wars.
I guess!
Sometimes she calls him an asshole, but that's rare.
Okay, how often does she call you an asshole?
Never.
But she calls you a bitch.
Gendered insults.
That's exactly right. All right, we're going to restart the show for the fifth and final time. Hey there, welcome to Waifu Wars. I'm your host, Stereos Kokonos, and anime is bad. It's not good. It's bad. I've seen a lot of it. I don't like it. I think if you watch anime, you're wasting your time. With us today are two huge anime fans. We've got
shit.
Sorry, one more time. Ready? Hey there, welcome to Waifu Wars. I'm your host, Asterios Kodos. With us is Sriracha.
Hi there.
And we got Justin Wang over here.
Hey.
He's a huge anime fan, and also, he's a huge friend that came out of nowhere, because there was a night when a guy wanted to have a fight with me, let me say that one more time, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, I keep starting this back up. I apologize. Hey, welcome to Waifu Wars. I'm your host, Stereos Kodos. With us is Sriracha.
Hi there.
We got Justin Wang.
Hey.
Justin is a friend of mine. He really came through in a pinch. He was there all night when I fought that guy from the Donald. He came down to a bar at 2 in the morning. He met with me. He was there to make sure that the guy from the Donald didn't murder me. tell us about that night.
All right, so that night, I remember, like, you it began, like, you guys had scheduled this fight. I think it was, like, you were going to fight at, like, a live Dick Show Road Rage or something like that. But then he called into the stream, and you guys made plans to fight that same night within hours of the stream. Now, this dude, he came down from, what was it, like, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania or something?
He drove six hours.
Yeah, he drove 6 hours. So then you're like, listen, we're going to do the fight tonight. And if anybody from the groups wants to come, like, mail... At first, you gave a public, like, location. You were like, we're going to fight at this park in Fort Greene. And you gave an address on, like, Twitter, I think.
We're going to fight
in
the park.
And then you quickly realized how bad of a fucking idea that was.
Yeah.
And so he listened,
parks
mail
are
me.
Big. And I realized, like, no one would know where to find us in the middle of the night in a public park. Also, there's a lot of dudes having sex in public parks at night. That's where they go. And it's like, I don't want to yuck their yum.
I didn't know that.
Also, how fast do you think people would have called the cops if they saw just two people punching each other in the middle of a park?
Yeah, there was a bunch of reasons I'm stupid. Yeah. I mean, agreeing to the fight at all is stupid, let alone the way I planned and executed it.
It blows my mind that that adrenaline did not wear off on a 6-hour drive. Like, not once did either of you just stop and be like, this is dumb.
He came in like high energy, full energy.
He
ready to go.
So we decided instead to meet up at a bar, like this really cool punk bar.
Yeah, it's actually, it just happened to be like a bar I go to a lot. And it's like, was really easy for me to get to. So I'm like, I can't not go now.
The bar we went to had like porno playing on the TVs.
It was good because his girlfriend showed up on a leash.
Oh, that's right. That
Cat Girl.
Cat Girl.
Who could forget Cat Girl?
Oh, God.
Memories.
Did you guys know that Cat Girl just trended on R Trashy Boners?
Yes, no. I saw that.
What?
I saw that. There's like R Trashy and Trashy Boners.
Wait, what?
I saw her on Trashy.
I think she might have been cross-posted.
Yeah.
Oh,
but here's
no.
the thing about the Cat Girl picture that was trending. Like, people, like, they posted it, and then they realized, like, she's trying to cover her vagina with, I think it was the Art of the Deal or something like that.
It was the Holy Bible.
Oh, the Holy Bible, but then, like, she was holding it too high, so you can kind of, like, see, like, the gash, if you will.
I think I have this photo saved.
I'm just gonna start saying words until you get one that can make it past the final editing cut.
Can you just say you could see a little bit of her vagina?
This isn't a science show.
I know it's not a science. Oh God!
Excuse me, her labia.
Oh,
labia.
Anyway, Justin, thank you so much for hanging out with me all night and making sure I didn't get murdered. That night where I fought a stranger for no reason.
See, like, I'm the kind of person where, like, I just got, a serious sense of FOMO. So I'm like, if I don't go to this, I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Clearly, like, most of the same people, like, you figure, like, this show has, like, a really, really big following. And it was me, that kid Nathan, and the guy who shot your video game show. I forgot his name.
And Joe, yeah.
Yeah, Joe. He was out there, too, but he left before we went to Long Island.
I know. He had work the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor guy.
So at the end of the day, it was just me and Nathan and you and War of the Fanboys and Cat Girl.
Yup. It was some really scary shit. Like, I shouldn't have done that. It was real stupid to do.
But yet, we're still talking about it, so you definitely should have done it.
Oh, sorry. Sriracha?
Yes.
Do you want to see me fight more strangers?
Yeah, I do. Have you two considered punching each other?
No! I'm not stop it!
See, here's the thing. I feel like I'm stronger than Asterios, but Asterios has been training.
Oh! Called you out. You gotta punch
no,
him.
No, but like Asterios will definitely beat me because he's been training in the art of combat, and I have not.
You can bring a katana.
What are you?
I can bring a katana. Alright, this changes everything.
And Asterios gets
to get me killed?
A gun.
But I couldn't kill Asterios.
We're not gonna have a sword gunfight just because a girl told us to.
And he can deflect
the
bullets.
It has to be a challenge.
Katana.
I'm not doing this. Alright. Let's get into what we're here to talk about today, which is that Justin doesn't have a waifu.
Yeah.
He has
I can't choose.
He has several waifu candidates. And here's the thing. A lot of people say that. And I'm like, no, you do have a waifu. You just don't want to tell me. Oh, but when Justin told me that he didn't have a waifu, like, I drilled down into in the pre-interview. Mm-hmm. He's, like, genuinely conflicted about this. Like, he really likes these three fake cartoon girls that don't exist. And he really does think that he has to pick the right one. But none of them are real, and none of them will ever date him in real life.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, if they were real, they would all date me.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe not all of them because, like, circumstances that are tied to their situations. But, you know, if, like, all things being equal.
Circumstances like them being 15.
I feel like I'm, like, in a good percentile of, like, prospects.
Let's take these girls one at a time because people want to know who these girls are. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the first girl. All
right, I have notes.
Okay.
Oh, excellent.
All right, so first one we got is Ceres Victoria from Helsing.
Ceres
Victoria.
Is she a vampire?
She is a vampire. She becomes a vampire.
Oh, okay.
And I'm talking about...
She finds herself between a rock and a hard place and opts to become a vampire.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can go.
Because it was like between dying or becoming a vampire, so.
Oh, I would go vampire.
I'd go vampire,
yeah, yeah,
too.
Like, anyone who's like, no, I'd rather die than be a vampire. They're full of shit. Like, let. I couldn't waifu a person who chose to die. I don't like altruism that
yeah.
much.
Okay.
It's not altruistic. I mean, it is, though.
How old is Ceres Victorius?
I don't.
I'm realizing I have to ask this question yeah. early every time.
No, like when I was like doing my notes I was getting, I was kind of like, all right, like some of these ages, I'm kind of like, I don't know anymore.
How old does she look?
She is. All right, she has a job. She's a policewoman, so she's in her. I would say she's in her 20s.
Okay. Does she hate vampires before becoming one?
I feel like she's not terribly cognizant of them until she becomes one.
Tell me everything about this girl. All
right, so she winds up with this priest who wants to sacrifice her, and he like basically like I think he tries to turn her into a ghoul, which is kind of like a zombie type thing. But then a vampire master Alucard helps her and becomes like he's holding her hostage, and she gets shot. He gives her the choice, and then he shoots her. To kill the villain in the initial story.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, all right, you can like choose to die now or you can become a vampire. Choose to become a vampire.
Is Alucard spelled Alucard?
Yes.
Alucard.
Do, 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 do. Do, do, do.
Here and there.
R. Na, 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 na.
Take the R.
Yeah, it's Dracula backwards.
What?
You heard me.
You know what my favorite one of those is?
Race car.
No, I'm not talking about my favorite palindrome.
Oh.
Because
I mean, that's Alucard isn't a palindrome, though. It's like a right. backwards.
Alucard's yeah. not a palindrome.
Well, race car is my favorite palindrome.
Why?
Nobody asks. Literally nobody asks what your favorite palindrome is. Okay. Ceres Victoria, she's a hot cop.
Yeah.
She's sexy? I'm just assuming she's sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, on the first of my list, I have thick and thigh meat.
Can you...
Don't. It's on the list.
Ah, so you're into the thigh meat, huh?
You know what it is, though? Like, I am, but then, like, anime girls usually don't have the thigh meat.
Right.
But Ceres Victoria has the thigh meat, so, like, she becomes exceptional waifu material because she's, like, thick.
Well, Asterios, where do you rank thigh meat on your list of priorities for a waifu?
It's weird, guys. This is weird.
I hate anime.
Notice, though, that Asterios hasn't, like, laid down, like, a decision on the thigh meat.
Can you...
Are you
both
pro?
Please stop. You know what?
Not until I get a rating on this thigh meat.
New rule.
Oh, she's like... This is, like, gone beyond waifus now. She needs to know what you think of thigh meat. And you need to say this without her knowing how she thinks of her own thigh meat.
Right.
We're not talking about thigh meat. We're not talking about thigh meat. I'm ending the thigh meat conversation. You guys are weird. Okay. Ceres Victoria. She's a policewoman who becomes the ultimate lawbreaker, a vampire. Mm-hmm. They break the laws of life itself.
Yes.
Does she ever feel conflicted about the fact that she, you know, she wants to protect people, justice, you know, but she also has to murder people to live?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's actually a point in which she's, like, getting weaker because she doesn't want to drink blood. So, like, Alucard starts giving her, like, blood bags to drink until she finally is like, all right, fuck it, I'm a vampire.
Okay.
And starts getting blood the right way.
Which is by killing people?
Yeah.
Does she only drink the blood of criminals? Like, how? Tell me about
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, I believe so. It's actually, if I'm gonna like be honest, it's been a long time since I watched it now at this point.
All
right. But like, yeah, she's very conflicted about the criminal aspect about drinking blood.
How like, often do vampires have to eat?
I think just I as often think, as us, right? Like,
I don't
once
think
a
vampires
day?
Need to eat like you mean like food?
No, like just drinking blood food.
I don't know. At least once every couple days, I think.
That sounds about right.
Can vampires drink animal blood?
No, I don't think so.
The vampires in Twilight can.
Hmm?
The vampires in Twilight can.
Don't count.
Why?
Yeah, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
They do.
So they're what? So they're like they're kind of like vegan vampires.
They are. That's literally what they call themselves, vegetarian vampires.
Wait, do they call themselves that?
Yes.
Wait, but they're
in
vegan.
The books.
That's
but they're vegans that eat animal blood.
But I guess so it's by like, not eating human.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
Animal's not a vegetable though, so I feel like there's a better word.
I know.
Maybe like animal kin or something.
Animal? Did you just say animal kin?
Animal kin? No, not animal kin.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, that's for a different podcast.
Yeah, that's a different whole section of weird.
What are you guys talking about? I hate that I have to ask this question.
Wait, are you,
every time I hang out with anime fans? What are you talking about? What is animal kin?
It's kind of like you sexually identify as an animal that you're not.
Oh, sexually.
Yeah, I'm a human being, but I identify as a wolf.
In every form,
I don't.
Physical.
I'm just saying, like, hypothetically.
On all levels except physical, I am a wolf.
Person who's an animal kin might identify as a wolf.
So do I have to, like, call them wolf and stuff? And if I don't, they get offended?
I think they have pronouns for it.
Wolf and wolf self.
I mean, there's like thousands.
Not a joke.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, is it wolf self?
Yeah.
Why though? Because I wouldn't call, if I had like a wolf. If a wolf was standing there, I wouldn't call it wolf self.
If a wolf was standing here,
I would
I'd
still
be
refer
upset.
To it as he or her. Oh shit! Did I do like a thing?
No, I'm just upset. I'm just upset that this is like a real thing, and I'm gonna have to deal with this now until the day I die. The world is going to get weirder and weirder. Like, these cartoons that you guys like? These fucking weird cartoons?
I don't like anime.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You... Sriracha! You have multiple anime games on your laptop computer that you've specifically gone out of your way to steal. And
I don't pirate because that is against the law.
And find the translations of and patch. You have access to anime through Crunchyroll, some other Crunchyroll app that I bought so you can watch anime on the subway with me.
I have access to taxes too. I don't like those.
You just say you like anime. Why are you afraid to say you like anime?
So basically, Crunchyroll is the TurboTax of anime.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
I have to.
Don't you have one of those apps that just has a bunch of manga on it, and it's like unlimited reading of these cartoon books?
Manga Fox and no.
Do they have Garo on there?
I don't know what that is.
Yes, you do.
No, I actually don't. What are you saying?
It's like the bloody anime.
No, because I don't like anime.
I mean, the bloody manga, rather. Excuse me.
The bloody manga?
I mean, all right, some of it is, like, sexually violent, but others just, like, violence or, like, weird concepts. Like,
All right,
so there's this one, I forgot what it's called, but, like, there's a guy jerking off on a train, and then, like, there's, like, a schoolgirl on the train, and, like, some of the gets on her, and then all of a sudden, like, holes start to form where the landed on her, and they start to get itchy, so she starts scratching, and when she scratches the holes, like, they start to leak. And then, like, it kind of, like, it spreads all around until, she just becomes, like, this big blob of holes.
That's what Garo is. This is not normal. That's not a normal thing to say.
Are you into that?
I mean, all right, like, it doesn't, like, arouse me, but it fascinates me. So, I agree.
Okay. Okay. And I can't do this very well, but I'm gonna try.
I enjoy it.
Sriracha.
What?
Don't you watch cartoons where girls make boys kiss, where girls trick each other into boys kissing?
I do that in real life.
Is this Steven Universe?
No, that's pussy jumping.
Sriracha?
Yes.
Do you like watching boys kiss?
Yes.
Okay.
Next question. Wait,
I hope that's not why I'm here.
Sriracha?
Yes.
In these cartoons where these girls make these boys kiss.
Nobody makes them kiss. They do it of their own accord.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called being gay, Asterios, and there's nothing wrong with it.
I thought that you watched cartoons where a girl would be like, oh, I'm going to go in the closet and turn out the lights, come in and kiss me to one boy. And then we'll go to another boy and be like, I'm going to go in that closet, come in and kiss me. And then she watches both boys get in the closet and kiss, and she's like,
I legitimately have no idea what he is talking about.
I thought you watched some cartoon.
I feel like that's like something that would happen like as a prank. Not as like this is what this show is about.
How could they not tell that there was a dude that they were kissing? Like, what?
Don't flip this around on me.
Well, no, they're in the dark.
This is your stupid cartoon you like.
This is on you, buddy.
You told me a long time ago that you watched a cartoon where a girl tricks boys into kissing. You told me that. Where she tricks them into kissing. Which is hilarious to me. Because, yes, how would you ever do that? What do you mean you tricked them into kissing?
Oh, man, you know what would really stick it to R the Donald if you two kissed?
She always tries to get...
I feel they're not invested in that.
They
I feel
hate
like.
That.
Maybe if Asterios and War of the Fanboys kissed, then maybe.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
All right.
And then it's like domination, because you kind of like kicked his ass.
Yeah, let's see whose tongue wins in a fight.
The way that your eyes light up and twinkle when you there's so many times where Sriracha will be like, hey, it'd be really funny if you and this other guy kissed right now. That'd be real funny.
Man, wouldn't that be funny?
It'd be a real great prank. Maybe you can prank that guy out of his... You can prank that guy's dick into your mouth. And the way the way your eyes light up is so fucking adorable. It's like Christmas morning when you think about boys kissing.
Is it cute enough that you'll consider it?
Oh, my God.
Anyway...
The fucked up thing is, like, now I have enough, like, anime fans who are good artists that follow me that, like, someone might wind up fucking drawing this.
Draw it and send it to me, please. Please. Don't.
You know what? Draw it and send it to us.
Draw and send it to us, please.
I like Sriracha. She's real nice. It would be nice. I'm not kidding. Those kind of pictures would actually make her happy. And for a minute, she'd be like, ha ha, this is so ironic, like, ah, ha ha. And then, like, I'd go to sleep, and she would, like, look at the pictures and, like.
Like what?
I'm just saying, she would get a lot out of these pictures.
Send them to me. Send them straight to my Twitter inbox. Man, wouldn't that be a great prank if you drew that and sent it to me? Man, I'd be so pranked.
My God!
We're talking Logan Paul looking at a dead body levels of prank.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back on track. All right. So one of the girls you like is, what's her name one more time?
Sarris Victoria.
Sarris Victoria. Okay. The first girl you like, Sarris Victoria from the show Helsing. She's a cop who becomes a vampire.
She's thick.
She got the thigh meat.
ICC. Thick.
Thick. Actually, I think I wrote it like that, too. I did. Yeah, thick.
Oh, yeah, I did. What is your least favorite part about this girl?
All right. Well, she's a vampire, so, like, her body might be cold. Which, in and of itself, like, I don't really mind that much. It's just kind of, like, you know, like, cold, like, makes your dick shrink a little bit. So it's kind of, like, might be, like, an impractical situation.
Wait, does that mean her vagina is ice cold, too?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, that would never suck. I don't know what the canon is for those kinds of vampires. In terms of body heat.
That would suck.
Yeah. Oh.
You guys are so gross.
It's kind of, like...
You're both so gross.
It's like fucking a bowl of old soup.
Can we...
Wait.
Can we not? Can we... Why don't we... Okay. Who's the second girl?
Yeah, let's move on.
All right, second girl is... New/Lucy from Elfenlied.
Oh, she's a murderer, isn't she?
Sometimes.
Okay, well, I'm going to put that right in the cons list after that.
But, like, when she murders, it's for good reasons. She's just, like, she has powers, and she's, like, escaping from the people who've kind of, like, made her an experiment and gave her these powers.
Okay, so what's your favorite part about Lucy?
The first thing I wrote down is finger butt. And I realized it's because, like, she has control of, like, invisible hands. So, like, she could stick a finger up your butt from angles that, like, most anime girls couldn't.
So, like, prostate stimulation.
Exactly.
That's like, bizarre that that's the first on your pros list.
It was the first thing that came... Not necessarily the best thing about her, but it's the first thing that came to mind.
These are real... Take this seriously. Like...
I mean, that's
the,
like
the thing you like about her isn't that she can finger your
that's
butt.
That's not. What do you like about this girl? It's not number one, but it's definitely like on the list.
Okay,
I think most girls could finger your butt.
They can, but like not from like you don't understand. She has like six invisible like hands she can control. So like she can like do that from any angle.
Bro, I think you might be gay.
No, like prostate simulation. It's like nothing gay about it.
Okay, tell me.
Help me to understand prostate stimulation.
What was that movie where, like, the guy, like, he went to the nurse and, like, she stuck a finger up his butt and he kept on going back to the fucking nurse? It was kind of like, he went to go, like, donate sperm thinking it was gonna, like, be, like, a big money thing and, like, be sexy. But the gag was she stuck the finger up his butt and it was, like, wasn't what he expected, but then he kind of liked it a little bit.
What movie?
I don't remember what movie.
Is this
it was.
A movie?
Is that a movie called?
It was like
the porno movie that you
yes, no, it was like.
Did you find this movie on porno?
It was like one of those bro comedy movies from like the early 2000s. I don't remember which one, but like they're all practically the same.
So like American Pie 2.
What? It wasn't American Pie, but it was one of those sorts of movies.
Got it. Okay. I want to get real about these girls, though.
Okay.
You know what? Let's go back to the first one for a second. All right. What's the name of the vampire cop again?
Sarah's Victoria.
Okay. Sarah's Victoria. Like, what do you really like about Sarah's Victoria? Like, why do you like her?
I mean, I think the first thing that came to mind is just, like, her, like, aesthetically. Like, she's, like, uh-huh. more my type than most anime girls. Because most anime girls are, like, very, like, skinny, like, waifish, like, very, very young. But she's, like, she's thick. She has a job. She doesn't have a job anymore. Like, the police didn't keep her on payroll after she became a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she, like, she has her shit together.
Okay. So, like, she'd be a good partner for you is kind of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, not necessarily, because then you, like, what worries me about Sarah's Victoria is, like, the Alucard relationship. Like, because, like, he's, like, he made her a vampire, so she's kind of, like, subordinate to him no matter what. So he's, like, in the picture.
Oh, so she's got, like, a controlling ex.
Kind of,
so she's
yeah.
got baggage.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and it's like an ex that it's like a baby daddy. Like you're never like he'll never be out of the picture unless she dies.
Okay, that's terrible.
Yeah.
How do you kill a vampire? Do they just not eat, or do you gotta shine sunlight on them?
I think either of those will do it.
Stake through the heart. There's a holy bait them in holy. There's a million ways to kill a vampire.
I don't know how these vampires work.
You don't know how vampires work?
I don't know how these vampires work.
No, they have, like, some
work.
Different things. Like, at some point, she becomes a true vampire, and then she can kind of, like, she can make her blood do things.
Okay.
Like, actually, it's not that different from, like, the invisible hands kind of thing, but, like, she can make, like, blood, like, hands, basically.
Can she make blood go up your body?
She could, but I don't know that that's, like, the same. Like, I don't know if she... I mean, if she can kill people with it, I assume she could make prostate stimulation happen with blood hands.
So prostate stimulation is really high on your list of needs.
It's not on my list of needs. It's just like, that's a bonus.
It's
I don't know, you're talking a lot about this bonus.
You guys are both... These are... 5 minutes left? Oh, shit, okay,
third wife.
Look, if this girl were here right now, and you were talking about prostate stimulation, I honestly don't think you really love this girl. Because the way that you're talking about her is really gross. Like, you're talking about her like
she's a piece of thigh meat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, I don't know that you actually like this girl. I think you might want to, like, touch yourself while looking at pictures of this girl. Like, I don't know that
well, that's a given.
Well, yeah, but like this, we're talking about like an internet love for, how about a cartoon love for life here?
But who would you put your fingers up your butt while looking at pictures of?
I'm not that nimble, so I kind of.
You can't reach your butt.
I can, but like it wouldn't be like a I don't know. I haven't tried it, but like, I'm not gonna try it on your couch.
Thank you.
You haven't tried to put a finger in your butt?
No.
Okay. Because I don't think it would be that hard to do it.
Yeah.
Because...
No, none of us here have tried it. None of us. Definitely not in the bathtub.
Oh my god! Okay.
Or?
Let's talk about the second girl that you're interested in. What's her name again?
New.
new.
She's new some of the time, and she's Lucy other times.
Okay, let's call her either one. What cartoon is she from?
Elfin Lied.
Okay, why do you like this girl? What draws you to this girl?
I think a big part of it is just the aesthetics of the pink hair and whatnot. She's she has an elfish thing to her. I like the divide between the new and the Lucy thing. When she's new, she's very innocent, almost a little dumb. But then she becomes Lucy and she's she fucks shit up. Anyone who fucks with me is they're done.
She could protect you.
She's use the invisible hands, just be bam, you're toast.
Okay, so she's got invisible hands that she can use to kill people.
Yeah.
She's got cool pink hair.
Yeah. She has No, never mind.
Okay, you say... Uh-oh, that camera's dead.
Right. Oh.
Alright, let's talk about this second girl. She sometimes goes by New. She sometimes goes by Lucy. Does she transform? Is it a Jekyll and Hyde thing? What's the deal with this?
It's kind of there's certain confrontations that will she'll get into the more serious version, which is Lucy, and then she'll have more control over her powers, the aforementioned hands, the invisible limbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then she becomes a lot more coherent, a lot more in charge of the situation. And then you just kind of the not as serious version.
Okay.
Which one do you prefer? Which one are you more attracted to?
Probably Lucy, because the new thing is kind of weird. Because she's she almost seems a little retarded when she's new. So it's kind of there are ethical questions that come up at that point.
Wait, she's young? She's too young for you, bro?
I mean, all right. In the anime series, she's 19. So it's kind of we're kind of cool with that.
I mean, yeah, we're cool with that. As long as they're over 18, we're cool with that.
But, I feel like they call her new because, that's all she can really say.
So she's a Pokemon.
Kinda, yeah.
Do you like the Pokemon or the other one?
The other one.
So you like Lucy?
Yeah.
Okay. So who's the third girl you like?
Mikasa from Attack on Titan.
You're telling me that I'm supposed to know it. You said that, you're just obviously Mikasa.
Yeah, how do you not know Attack on Titan?
Do you know Attack on Titan?
I've heard of it. I've never actually watched it.
Wait
but it's
a second.
Giants.
That's actually surprising to me that you don't know Attack on Titan.
Nah, I like boys kissing boys anime.
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't like anime.
What makes this girl cool? What attracts you to this girl?
She's kind of a badass. She fucks up the Titans. She's very skilled at combat. She's got a six pack abs.
Because
she's so good at fucking shit up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That all sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
What are the drawbacks to this girl?
The drawbacks is she has a lot of this is gonna sound fucked up for me to say, but she has a lot of trauma in her past. She saw her parents killed in front of her because they tried to in Attack on Titan, there's this kind of thing that happened where everyone is white, but Asians are highly sought after. And her mother was Asian, so they tried to kidnap her mother for sex trafficking, but then, they got killed in the situation, and she saw all this go down until, the main character of the series, saved her from the sex traffickers.
So she's kind of like Batman. She saw her parents get murdered, and she uses that trauma, and she fights back against, the people that ruined her life.
To some extent. So, it's kind of If Mikasa were my waifu, I would kind of... There's a good potential of me winding up like any of the chicks that Batman's ever hooked up with. Which isn't good. It ain't good.
Do all of Batman's girlfriends die?
It's not good to be in a relationship with Batman because then the Joker goes after you.
Oh, no.
It's real bad.
Dude, I'm still pissed off over... what was the chick's name in The Dark Knight? Rachel?
I don't know.
I'm going to call her Rachel. So they blow up Rachel, and then he just gets over it the next movie.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
What the fuck?
What?
He doesn't even give a shit.
Wow, Batman's a huge asshole.
What a dick. Yeah. That's what money does to you.
All right. Let's talk about these three girls now. So, okay. This girl from the, this third girl that kills titans, which I assume are big monsters.
Giants.
Very big.
Okay. They look like naked people.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
Big open mouths.
And by naked, I mean no skin.
Oh.
Some of them have no skin. Some of them are just big, regular looking naked people with big mouths.
Oh, really? Where do titans come from?
I don't, like, there's like, kind of like, I haven't watched the new season yet. I spoiled some things in the manga for it for me, but like, some of the titans are like regular people who are able to transform into them. But like, they kind of just came out of nowhere and like made the world uninhabitable except for like this tiny walled off section of the city.
I thought all anime characters were white or were Asian. Why? What distinguishes her mom? Like, what are the names of some other characters in Attack on Titan?
Like, Eren Yeager is like the main character. There's, it's like, Attack on Titan is very, like, a lot of the characters are very, like, Germanic-seeming.
Oh, really?
Which is, that seems to be a thing in anime. Like, there's, like, a kind of, like, a fetishization of German-ness.
That camera's dead. Alright, so this third girl, she's super attractive, she fights monsters, she's a huge badass, she's got a six-pack, which is, like, you really have to.
It's not easy.
You have to spend a whole year planning your six pack.
Especially for women, because women store fat in their gut area.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right.
So that means she doesn't have an ounce of fat on her. Hot.
I mean, that's crazy. But that baggage is tough. But it you is. Know what? It's kind of not right to be like, you're too much of a hassle.
Yeah,
date.
I'm feeling like it's wrong to like say that, like, oh, I don't want to fuck with you because you had like problems.
Because your mom got human trafficked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you monster. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. And right. She's human too, which is like different from the other ones.
True. What is Lucy, a robot?
She's a human, but she has like crazy powers and shit, so she's not like a regular human.
Oh, okay.
Is she like a witch or a...
She's like some kind of like a government experiment of some sort.
Oh, okay. So she's more human than human. She's a metahuman.
Exactly. She's
been got evolved. Against her will?
Yes.
That's baggage too.
That's true.
Ooh.
And this first girl had to become a vampire so that Dracula wouldn't kill her.
That's the extreme baggage.
These are some very heavy ladies that
you're
you
into
are.
Damaged chicks.
I like damaged waifus.
I guess so.
So where would you take each of these girl lovely ladies on a date?
I mean,
first date.
I mean, to be honest, like, I'm pretty uncreative with my first dates. I usually go to like, I used to go to like Radagast Hole in Brooklyn a lot for like random first dates, but it would probably just be a random bar because like you don't really like.
You're gonna take a vampire cop to just like some random bar.
Yeah,
you're not gonna try.
What would
She's
I, where would you. I take a vampire cop that's better than a bar?
Why don't you take her ice skating? Why don't you take her to 30 Rock? Why don't you actually try to have a nice? Why don't you take her to the top of the Empire State Building? Why don't you put some effort in?
Yeah, you bitch. Yeah, you can't drink your way out of that one, can you?
I can't drink my way out of that one, but it's like it's too much planning for like. Like, I don't know you. Like, maybe there are things, maybe there are fundamental things about her personality that they don't really come across in her anime series. And I'm like, oh,
we'll help
like,
you out.
Now I'm stuck, like, ice skating with you. And, like, you're bringing me problems. I can't just, like, once you go ice skating with somebody, you're kind of locked in for a certain amount of time. A bar, you can just fucking leave.
Asterios, where would you take a cop?
Where would I take a cop on a date?
Yeah, it's got to be wholesome fun.
Oh, I'll tell you right now where I would take a cop on a date. I would take a cop on a date to Dave and Buster's, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because cops have, like, excellent accuracy. They've got, like, I bet she would kill it at all these ticket games. She would be regularly beating me at, like, at skee-ball and at gun shooting games, things like that. So now she feels like she's, like, powerful. She's having
hot
fun.
Shit. Yeah.
Exactly. Like you know, she's like showing up this dude. I'm not going to say like I'm going to lose on purpose, but like I might lose a little bit on purpose. But like also, so that's a venue where she can show off her skills. Then after that, I think I would probably take her to a Broadway show. Because if I'm going to go to the Dave and Buster's in Times Square, Broadway's right there. You know, we'll probably go see like maybe some cool new, something at a one-act festival. Or maybe we'll just go old school and just be like, I got to stick us to Hamilton. And then after that, I think I would hop back in an Uber and I would drop her off at home. And she'd be like, well, wait, you're not gonna try anything? And I'd be like, well, that's for our second date. And I'd take off. And now she's got blue balls.
Neat. Here's where I think you got to plan two different dates for Lucy and Mew. Like, if it was naive, dumb bitch, you could take her. I would take her for dessert. I would take her to Dylan's Candy Bar.
Okay, I think
because
that's so cute.
Dumb girls love Dylan's Candy Bar.
Wait, where's this?
Dylan's Candy Bar is this high class candy store that is exclusively for rich girls,
rich white girls.
Well, I'm not kidding.
How rich? Because like you said, dumb. So like,
I mean, it's candy. It's not a $1 million product, but it's what is it like? You'll drop like $30 there.
Oh, absolutely. It's a kind of place where like the floor is made of candy. There's a restaurant on the third floor of Dylan's Candy Bar that's a giant peanut butter cup that has a table in the middle. So like, and there's a bar. They serve candy you can drink. Yeah, take
or
her
Or
I'd
take
her
to,
there.
Is
take
Max Brenner a
Yeah,
thing?
Chocolate by the Bald Man. Max yeah. Brenner is a, it's a famous chocolate store in New York. See, the fact that you're going to take these girls out to like Bennigan's. I don't know that you want a waifu. I don't.
You're in
I
a
think
boring
that you're
date.
Looking to fuck. Like, I think that you're just looking for a good time. You're looking to, like, sleep around. Like, I don't think you're ready for commitment. Am I wrong?
I mean, you're probably not wrong. But, like, sometimes the casual situations can ramp up to something better.
Justin, do you have a 3D girlfriend?
No.
Oh,
okay. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. You could devote all your time to your waifu.
Yeah.
Masaka. Masaka is a tricky number. I think I would take Masaka to an escape room.
I think that's so smart. Uh-huh. That's so smart. Because the prices of escape rooms have plummeted because they're not that
there's
cool
anymore.
There's
too many of them.
And there's too many of them. So you could like, that's a lot of fun.
And I think she would have fun problem solving her mm-hmm. way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Justin?
That seems like something like she would be able to do pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have an Attack on Titan
escape room.
Yeah, they literally do. So like that. I mean, I feel like I couldn't take her to that because that would be cheating. But
I mean, you can't take her to the Attack on Titan one. No.
I mean, that would kind of probably like trigger the fucking trauma too. So I don't want to do that.
Well, the thing is, you don't want to like. It's like if I'm dating a cop, I'm not going to take.
Take her to a murder scene.
Yeah, exactly. It's yeah, like, she wants to leave the work at home. Okay, let's talk about married life with these girls. Let's imagine that you've been married to each of them for 10 years. Paint me a picture where you are on your 10th anniversary with this vampire cop.
All right, 10th anniversary with the vampire cop. See, if she's still alive, that means Alucard is still alive. So he's like... He's probably living with us at this point too.
Oh.
So he's, yeah.
You're living with your ex, with your girl's ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
You're getting cocked.
You know, yeah. I don't often like to use the word, but
this is the definition of cuckoldry.
Yeah. The literal definition of being cucked. You can't date this vampire cop.
He's got the thigh meat, though.
Can you please stop saying it's so gross?
You could just help your other girls put on weight. You need to make that good, like, rib-sticking foods.
Okay. This
like,
vampire cop...
Sometimes you never know how it's going to turn out, though, when you do that.
What do you mean?
Like, sometimes maybe you're, like, trying to get the thigh meat, but it's, like, it winds up all being neck meat.
Oh, you know, like, that's true. You never know.
You never know.
Because you got an apple or a pear shape.
Yeah.
You don't know with these little waifs. You can never tell.
Uh-huh.
You're both so gross. Okay.
This is your damn show.
Yeah, I'm not here talking. It's not called the thigh meat. Oh, it sounds gross in my throat.
Are you into that? Are you into that pound cake, too, or just the thigh
what
meat?
What are you talking?
No, yeah, the pound cake is lit, too.
That's butt.
I don't know these things. You're saying them like I should be knowing. Okay. I'm gonna... Sriracha?
That's a rap reference. That's not like an anime.
Sriracha?
What?
I'm gonna make a motion here. Tell me if you support it or not.
Okay.
I'm gonna motion that Vampire Cop is off the table because his ex-boyfriend thing is too complicated. You're gonna have this weird beta orbiter who's also Dracula just fucking up your good time. You're gonna be out on the date with Vampire Cop and you're gonna be watching a movie and she's gonna be getting 15 texts. And she's going to be like, yeah, you know, we
like,
broke
where
up.
Are you? Where are you? When are you coming home? You need to feed again.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're, and the whole time, you're going to be like, well, look, I understand that Dracula is an important part of your life, but I'd like to be an important part of your life, too. It's too complicated.
And it sucks because I was considering her the prime candidate until I found out she had this clingy ex that can, she'll literally die if goes away.
Yeah.
What
do you think, Justin? Are we being fair?
Yeah. Like, in practical terms, that makes a lot of sense. Even though, like, the thigh meat, though.
I know. It's not funny.
I'm not being funny. It's important.
How are her tenderloins, though?
It's not nice to talk about women.
It's not nice to talk
about thigh meat. It's just weird.
If
she were here in the room right now and you were talking about her thigh meat, she would be disgusted with you.
How would you rate my thigh meat?
Would you stop?
I think I got great thighs. I got very strong. I can leg press like more than my body weight.
That's what's up.
How much can you leg press?
I don't know. I do squats.
Oh, really? I don't. I got no upper body strength. Krista, how much can you leg press, our producer?
50 pounds?
Oh, really? I could literally do 220.
Wow, damn,
yeah.
Dude.
I got leg thick press, thighs.
Leg press is scary, though. Like, I will never do a leg press again, because I saw some dude, like, he was doing a leg press, and then, like, he totally locked his legs up, and his legs went like that on the way back.
Oh, no.
I'll never fucking do that.
Can't lock your knees. That fucks you up. Serious, how much can you leg press?
Oh, shitload.
That's not a number.
Like 500 pounds.
Holy shit. You got thick. How's Asterios' thigh meat?
Here's the thing. Like, you're dating Asterios, so I know that, like, you totally 100% hear me on the thigh meat situation.
Oh, I'm into it.
Like, Asterios is, like, 90% thigh meat.
He's very strong. He got all the meat. He got the upper body meat, the lower body meat. He's a whole chicken.
Your bone is so weird. You're so weird. I've yet to meet an anime person that's normal.
I am not an anime person. I hate anime.
You have spent thousands of dollars. You regularly get into eBay bidding wars with people in Japan.
Oh, shit. I'm supposed to be bidding on a coffee mug tonight.
What are you bidding on? What do you mean I'm supposed to be bidding? What is this coffee mug?
Oh, it's not a coffee mug. It's a Love Live Maki Nishikino glass anime bento press.
Oh, shit,
that's sick. I have a collection. I got the...
Well, you're losing, though.
I know. I didn't bid yet. I wait. I'm the type that'll, like, snipe you in the last 10 seconds.
That's how you
nice.
Do it. Otherwise, you're fucking yourself if you get in too early.
Exactly.
Okay. So this first girl's off the table. Second girl regularly transforms between... A girl named Boo who can only say her name and a hot girl named
Lucy. I don't know
where
the fuck you got that name.
What is it? Moo?
Mew.
Mew?
Mew.
Mew.
Yeah.
Mew sounds boring.
And the other girl's gonna rip your dick off.
I feel like she has, like, enough control of her abilities that she can kind of, like, she can make it seem like she's gonna rip my dick off without actually ripping my dick off.
Oh, is that what you're into?
I'm into a lot of things, but, like, a lot of it's situational.
I can tell.
I can, like, in that situation, I could be like, all right, this is what you're going to do, all right.
And she's got the fingers up the butt.
Yeah, she does have the fingers up the butt.
We need to keep that in consideration.
The invisible hand.
I just want to end the show. You're both so disgusting. This is so difficult. I'm just trying to talk about what cartoon character...
You want to have sex?
You want to... But I honestly think that if you... if you just think about this stuff in terms of sex, well, then you could just have a show called Who's My Favorite Porn Star? And be like, oh, if I were with this porn star, I'm... It's like there has to be something more to these girls than their appearance and whether or not they can jerk you off with invisible hands.
Not jerk you off, put fingers up your butt. Ain't that right, Justin?
They can jerk you off, too, with the invisible hands.
True magical blowjobs.
Yeah. Like, that, she's got a... She can, like... I feel like she can manifest more than six hands, too, so it's kind of like...
How many hands do you need in your butt?
Yeah, I don't. Like, it's just... I'm just saying, like, she... Her, like, her abilities have no limit.
Okay. So... So, the second girl... Half the time can only say her name and is boring... But the other half of the time can manifest unlimited invisible hands in which to have essentially a two-person orgy with you.
Yeah.
And the third girl spends all of her time defending a city, killing evil giants, and, you know, has a troubled past, but who doesn't? I think you should probably go with the third girl because... Half the time, if you got to deal with new, that's going to get old. Like, you don't want to deal with that. This new thing sounds annoying. Am I wrong, though? I don't know anything about these characters.
I mean, I think the danger of getting your dick ripped off would be more of a mode of, like, Mew might be boring, but at least she's not going to bite your cock off. You don't know that.
I mean, I feel like she wouldn't.
You don't know that.
Yeah, but you could say that about, like, any girl. You could say, like, oh, yeah, I hope this girl doesn't murder me. It's like, yeah. So this girl's got six invisible arms. If she can't figure out how to... Like, if she goes to shake your hand with the invisible arm and rips your arm off, it's like, yeah, this girl's got problems.
I don't think most girls could rip your arm off.
They could rip your dick off. Like, sometimes I'll touch my dick and, like, think about how easy it would be for someone to rip it off, and it's just... Like, I'm sorry for playing this thought to her head, Asterios, but, like, it's not attached by a lot.
How is the third girl's thigh meat, though?
Better than the second girl. Like, she's, like, in the middle. Like, she's, like,
thick. She's athletic, too.
She's athletic. So she's got, like, the abs.
She's got that
she's
rich...
got, like, a little bit of cake because, you like, you know, like, when you got the abs, you got to do the squats, too.
So, right,
like,
of course.
Yeah, so she's got, like, the middle of the road thigh meat.
So she's got that nice pound cake, those nice thighs. How are her tenderloins?
Are you talking about, like the...
The lower legs.
Like, the flying squirrel part?
Yeah. You guys are literally... You are literally talking about... These women, as if they are pieces.
They're
of
not
meat.
Real.
It doesn't matter. Just weird. Thigh meat, pound cake, tenderloins. You're not going to eat these It's just weird, guys.
Vore? It's called vore. People are into it.
What is vore?
Wait.
Justin, take it away.
All right, vore. So, like, vore is the fetish. Where your thing is, like, you're kind of, like, into, like, being swallowed whole by, like, a larger thing. Like, say, like, a piranha plant or Kirby.
And oh, man, like, Kirby must be a vore superstar.
Yeah, Kirby is, like, I have no doubt in my mind that someone at Nintendo was into vore and they're like, yo, Kirby, what's good? The camp with Kirby.
Kirby's got that thick thigh, mate, too.
Yeah. Although, like, I've seen the pictures of Kirby with his shoes off, and it's like... I can't deal with that. It shatters my reality.
Just date this girl that kills giants, okay? Just date this girl that kills giants.
I agree.
It's like...
Listen, I can tell on the top of your list of priorities is, can she crack a watermelon with her thighs? And I think the third girl is most likely to be able to crack a watermelon with her thighs.
Is that really like a... Is that a... Did you just make up watermelon with... Is that a thing people say?
I've seen people try to do it on YouTube. I don't know if anybody's acting.
Yeah.
Can it really happen? I've tried. I can't do it.
Like to crack a watermelon or like a walnut?
Like to put a watermelon in between your thighs and then squeeze it and crack it.
Definitely. That's definitely doable.
All right.
The walnut might be more difficult.
Cut the camera.
Okay. Wife awards.
No. We're gonna go get a watermelon.
Crack that watermelon!
Thigh meat!
Yes, here we go!
Ah!
He's just gonna juice everywhere.
Hey, try it again. Hell yeah.
It doesn't seem that hard to crack a watermelon.
Oh, yes. Try this.
This cantaloupe?
Yeah. That's not a full watermelon, but let's see, have an abortion with that. Come on. Harder. Hernia.
Well, guys, that's been Wife Awards. We'll see you next time. You want to try to crack this watermelon between your thighs?
I can't do it. I've tried it before.
You've tried before. I
tried it before. Okay, ready?
Here, sit here.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
That's okay. It's just a joke.
Okay, ready? Okay, here we go.
Alright.
Oh.
Careful. It doesn't. You can't use your hands.
I can't do it. I can't do it. Here, Justin, you try.
Alright. I'm going to try this shit.
For you.
Yeah, film it for me.
Hello, we're going to birth a water villain.
Fuck, this is like denser than I realized.
Yeah, it's really thick.
Okay. Right, so I got to crack up my thighs. Alright, with my knees. Do it! Crack that melon!
Crack that melon!
Crack that mouth.
Squeeze! Like your birthday kid.
Fuck! This is harder than I expected. Not easy. It's good. Oh, fuck. Alright, let's cut the carriage. We're done.